Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and I am super excited to have you back here listening to the podcast. I want to thank you guys so much already for the support I've been getting on episode one. If there were a little bit of sound difficulties, I apologize. So, and I even apologize now in advance as I'm working through these things and trying to enhance these episodes and make them better and better as we progress. So, we are here again, season two, episode two, keeping the cookie in the cookie jar, part two. Wow, yeah. So you can also let me know what you think about these episodes so far by hitting me up here on Spotify by sending me a message, or on Anchor by sending me a message. You can also hit me up on Messenger if you're following me on social media. I want to also give a special shout out to my listeners, because I looked at the geographic locations to where my listeners are actually listening to me. And I'm like, wow, Jaylana Stevette and Simply Jaylana, the podcast is expanding, guys. Yes, yes. So last season, we had listeners, of course, in the United States, and then we had Norway. So now we have the United States, Norway, Australia, in India. Yes. So. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to my listeners everywhere around the world, because it appears that Simply Jaylana is going to be worldwide. So I want to thank you so much for your support there. Now, you can follow me if you're not already following me on social media, on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. Also, I have a Facebook page, Jaylana Stevette, the author. And then you can also follow me on Twitter at Jay Stevette. So that's all my social media handles. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because we've got some amazing, amazing things happening. Upcoming events, baby, upcoming events. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Columbus, Ohio. Get ready if you are in Columbus, Ohio, Wednesday, May 19th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Risqué is featuring Sticks, Brims, and Seduction. So, this is an erotic poetry event that yours truly, I, Jaylana Stevette, we'll be making a special appearance, and I'll be reading a couple of sensual, sexy, spicy excerpts along with my other sexy queens of erotica. So when it's like the females that are featuring, and that's what it is, the first we're opening up, and it's the it's an all female feature. So we are the queens of erotica. Yeah. So that's Wednesday, May 19th, from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., Columbus, Ohio, at Culture, 6170 Bush Boulevard. That's Culture Lounge, 6170 Bush Boulevard. Okay, and okay. So now that I got the pleasantries out of the way, we are going to get started without further ado. Keeping the cookie in the cookie jar, part two. Who asked you, Peter Rabbit? Mind your own business. So, Jay, when are we going to see Keisha?
Well, we're headed there now. Are you ready?
I sure am. Let's go.
And just like that, I packed up Boo Boo Kitty and my bag of tricks and headed over to Keisha's for some wine and some Tito's. When I entered Keisha's house, I noticed that she had done some redecorating. Good for her, because her space was pretty dope. What I also noticed is that most of the designs were something that she had either made or decorated herself. I was extremely impressed. I would not be surprised if Keisha would venture into designing later on in addition to her cosmetology skills. When I looked around the room at all the candle holders, the tapestry cloths, and the unique decorations and how they all work together, I said, yeah, Keisha was on to something. Girl, your place is amazing. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm playing around with a few things. But hey, when I'm ready, this will be another branch of my business.
I know that's right, girl.
But anywho, let's get this party started. Pick your poison. That punk-ass wine or Tito's? I'm gonna live on the edge, sis. Pour me some Tito's. Plus, girl, I got some bomb-ass kush and I got some edibles. Girl, yes. You know I don't normally partake, but it's about to be epic tea pouring. That whole entire part, Keisha. And just like that, Keisha and I got a little lit tea. As the drinks begin to pour, I remember my bag of tricks that I wanted to share. I said, girl, you know, I know that you're going to think that I'm just high, but I got something to tell you. Oh, Lord. You know I got this bag of tricks, right? Yes, but I also know you need some dick, right? Bitch, leave me alone. Well, anyway, girl, let me ask you this. Do you feel like at times that your pussy dictates your actions? Well, it used to a lot before I met Ramon. Sometimes, well, even now, but bitch, why are you asking me that? Okay, so you know we go way back, right? You my A1 from day one. So don't think I'm crazy. Well, bitch, my pussy talks to me, like for real. Bitch, you high. Shut the fuck up. Bitch, I knew your ass wouldn't believe me. It's all good, though. Where can I put my tricks? Take them out and lay them on the bed. I got a couple of things in there on the bed already, so after the tea, we're going to talk about our arsenal. I took Buster, Hitachi Wan, and Peter Rabbit into Keisha's bedroom. I was pleasantly surprised and intrigued by what I saw on the bed. This would be an interesting conversation that Keisha and I would have later. I laid my arsenal on the bed, and Boo Boo Kitty decided to hang back with her pals while Keisha and I got drunk. Oh my. Well, am I the most beautiful vagina among all these handsome men? Meow. What is a girl to do? Meow. Cut that shit out, kitty. Always trying to be sexy. Peter, I don't think I was talking to you, Mr. Rabbit. In fact, I was just being hospitable. Show some hospitality, Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Where are my manners?
Why, hello, good sirs. I'm Peter Rabbit. I'm the vibrator with the rabbit bunny ears and the big ass schlong. And here with me is Mr. Hitachi Wan, Buster Bullet, and the very infamous Boo Boo Kitty. How's that, kitty?
You know what, Peter? Keep this up and you will never, ever, ever be inside me again. We are guests in this beautiful home, and we must act accordingly. and I'm a lady. Hello, nice to meet you. I am Boo Boo Kitty.
Aw, don't mind us, Miss Kitty. We just be dicking around all day.
Dicking around? Now that sounds so interesting.
Yeah, it can be around here. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Casey. Casey Cox, to be exact. I'm a cock ring, as you can see. Can't you all tell?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Cox. And who's your little friend?
He seems a little short, but I can tell he packs a whole lot of power. Out of nowhere, cowboy music comes on. Somebody want to try me? Punk? Oh my! What's up with him, Mr. Cox? Don't mind him, Miss Kitty. He don't get much action around here. He's a little tight. Cut him out, ride him in, ride him out, cut him out, cut him in, ride him out, ride him in. Raw, hot. Can you guess what my name is? You know, I'm gonna take a damn stack in the dark with this one and say, I think your name is Rawhide. The rest of the toys and Boo Boo Kitty all bust out in laughter. You got it, stranger. Well, Mr. Hyde, it's nice to meet you. I'm Buster, and you know what I do. Konnichiwa. I'm Hitachiwa, and I'm here to serve the kitty. And serve the kitty, he definitely, definitely does. So tell me, Rawhide, do you serve the kitty too? I've never seen you around here before.
Well, actually, ma'am, you're a pretty little kitty, but my desires don't swing your way at all.
They all gasp in astonishment, except for Casey the cock ring, that is. What?
Although this is quite surprising, whatever floats your boat, sir. So tell me, Mr. Hyde, what exactly are you into?
Well, Miss Kitty, sometimes the sex toy world can be just as confusing as humans and their sexuality. So let me educate you for a little bit. You know how some human body parts identify as LGBTQ? Well, I'm a butt plug with a preference for the female anus. Nothing against plugs that want to go that way. I'm just too way masculine for that. Although I do have a cousin named Fanny. Now, she's into both, but that's none of my business, though. Butt plug very popular in my family. And love you long time.
Hitachiwan, you think everything loves you long time.
Shh! Wait! Did you hear that? Everybody freeze!
The toys became as still as a statue as Keisha enters the room.
She looks on the bed at the sex toy sprawled across her bed. She looks around the room. Keisha looks to the left. Then she looks to the right. She says, either I'm high or I could have swore I heard voices in here. Jay! Put that weed away. I ain't smoking no more of that shit. But I am gonna take some of them edibles, though. Keisha walks out of the room and closes the door.
Whew. That was way too close. I thought only Jay could hear us.
Now Keisha's got a fat ass. I sure can't wait to glide right in there.
Mr. Hyde, you're scaring me just a little.
Ah, don't worry about him, Miss Kitty. He's truly a gentleman, I promise. Plus, he don't swing your way anyway, remember?
Well, I'll have to take your word for it, Mr. Cox. I wonder what the ladies are up to. Perhaps I should check in.
Perhaps you should, Miss Lady. But I'm sure when you do, you'll be intrigued by what the conversation them ladies got going on in there. Humans, they peculiar. They always find themselves in situations that always seem to be complex.
You think?
And just like that, Boo Boo Kitty joined Jaylana and Keisha in mid-conversation.
Bitch, what? Bitch, what the fuck do you mean, Keisha? What the fuck do you mean that you started seeing Romeo again?
Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling. It'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe.